74 DJW. You still there, Scott?
DW1JE, I'd be here.
One show I went to, you were there.
I don't remember. It's been a while. It was over there at the old Palmetto Expo Center. Do you remember that?
Yeah, one time we went, it was Mike and Lisa, and you and I, and Dave, I think, we went to the gun show, and that's what got me started. I've been going to it. This is the first one I didn't sell in 7 years.
I missed everyone since then. Just too busy with other stuff. I'm retired now. Don't have to go to work anymore. How about you? You still living in the same place?
Thinking about you the other day, somebody mentioned your name on the radio, something that was going on. I go, gee, I wonder if Dave's retired. Yeah, I'm still living in the same place. No, I am not retired yet because I only work 6 months out of the year. I work four on, four off as a shift mechanic. Basically, I'm a warm body with a phone. If I can fix it, I fix it. If I can't and I need help, I call somebody. So I'm in really no rush because my 4 days off, I'm really looking forward to going back into work.
Have a job like that that you like. I enjoyed my job, too. But the company that I work for, Bank of Japan, the branch or the segment that I work for got purchased by another bank. And there was two of us, and I was like a year and a half away from retirement, so guess which one of us got the job.
And I look at it this way. If they do offer me a severance package for some reason, I'll probably take it, but then I'm going to go out and find another job. I mean, I can only do so much yard work. I can only work around the house so much. I can only handle my wife for so long, and then I got to get out of the house.
I'm going to do that, too. But then I had all these honeydews, and I did fill out a few applications to go to a few places, but we never could come to an agreement. And the honeydew list started growing dramatically. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and retire now. I didn't file for Social Security. I waited till I could max mine out, because every year you wait, you get a little bit more every paycheck after that. So I kind of waited until that point. And now I'm there.
Things we keep looking at is what's my maximum? After 67, it really doesn't go up too much. And I figure by 68, I should be retired. I mean, if the job keeps going as good as it is, who knows how long it's going to be. But, yeah, it's just one of those things where I need something to do. I'll go crazy if I don't. In fact, we had this power outage, no internet. You know how much? I just got internet back yesterday, and I got power back on Saturday. Do you know how much work I got done around the house when I didn't have anything, you know, like internet to distract me?
I did getting up trees. I had four trees go down, and one of them was enormous. Oak tree, heavy oak, about 2.5 feet to 3 feet in diameter. I'd have to take my chainsaw, which has an 18-inch blade, and I'd have to go around and around and around, cutting to the center as I went around it to get the thing to cut in half. And I was constantly sharpening my blade. So it's a good thing for me that there was no internet. I didn't get mine back till day before yesterday. It was a good thing for me I didn't have it either, because I had lots and lots of trees to cut up, and top priority was getting his driveway clear.
How much you can get done without the internet around. W1JE for ID.
It is amazing how much you can't get done when the internet is around. It does consume a lot of time if you're not careful. But it's useful. I trade stocks on it for a large part of the morning, each morning. So it does make money. It's not time. I actually make more now than I did when I was working.
Time to research and look around. I used to trade on the Forex. I just kind of let my account. They started making some rule changes. I'm waiting for it to finish up to see what I can do. It's not a lot, but dang, it's a lot of fun.
Forex too, for FXCM. I don't know if you heard of that one. That was the foreign exchange broker in New York, Long Island, and it was found that they were cheating their customers. I'd buy, you know, like the Japanese yen or
the French franc or the British pound and or the euro, and not soon I start going the other way, and I was suspicious, what's going on here? And I'd watch it, I wouldn't just let it go. I'd sell it before I lost money, and I kept doing that. Then I found out they were being charged with manipulating, they were so big, they were manipulating the market. So when their customers would buy cash, they would go the opposite way and make and steal their customers' money.
They were big enough to manipulate part of the market. I know it's huge. Well, yeah, I was under the impression if they're going to rip you off is that they give you an exchange rate, and then they wait for it to go and tell you. So much is going on, you don't see it. But they're outright manipulating it. That's weird. Now, wow. But, yeah, my wife got hooked on watching the pips one at a time, and I said, you can't do that, girl. You're going to freak out. So she got off of it after a while.
I was in the beginning because I do little nibbles instead of big bites just to figure out how it works. Maybe that's what she was working on. You do little nibbles, and it's okay if you lose it. You do big bites, you get yourself in trouble in a hurry.
For the fences, as they say. Yeah, one of the things that I had a hard time figuring out was the floating stop. So if you buy one way and it's going the right direction and you put a stop in and it keeps going, you've cheated yourself. But if it drops, you lose. But there's a floating stop in there. You can keep it so many pips below your number. So as it goes up, that floating stop follows. So you, if it goes the opposite direction, you don't lose money. But you have to be careful with a bounce, and it takes you out of the market, out of that particular trade. And that's where I've been studying the most, trying to figure out how to get those stops to work that way.
I don't use stops anymore at all. I used to use them, and then I figured out that the market movers, they use them too. they want you to have them, because they'll pull the market down just enough to trigger stops, and those stops trigger other stops, which is like a snowball rolling downhill. And then when all the stops stop triggering, they go in and buy up all the cheap shares. And they do that constantly. So I don't use any stops at all anymore in regular stock market. I let it go down, and within 3 or 4 days, it's all way back up to where it was before, because the market movers are in there taking advantage of all those automatic stops, and they buy up all those cheap stocks. And it makes you so that you're buying high and selling low. And that's backwards to what you should be doing.
I haven't figured it out yet. I realize that I have to have more patience. And that's one thing I really, especially if I'm drinking coffee, I don't have any patience at all. Anyway, I'm destined at the store. I got to get in and get some stuff for the wife. If you're on the road, I'll give a shout out when I get back out. Whiskey on Juliet Echo. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Scott. Good hearing from you this morning. I am almost at Lowe's, which is my second of 3 stops. So I might be there. I might be back out by the time you get back out. Then Ingles isn't far from Lowe's. That's my 3rd stop. But anyway, good talking to you this morning. Haven't heard you in a while. It's good to hear you on the radio. W4DJW Mobile.
I got to stop at Ingles on my way home, and that's my next stop. You never know. W1JE.
But usually I'm like a hurricane going through Ingles. I like to get in there and out of there in 30 minutes or less.
9. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, clear.
And clear, W4DJW, clear.